got something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yeah. Here's a good one. Not firsthand, but Bill says just yesterday was talking to a Walmart cashier, and he said once in his line, a guy and his girlfriend were waiting to be rung up when by chance the guy's wife walked up to get in line and saw the two of them. The cashier said it got loud after that.
Man. Wow.
You're out. Snag at the Walmart.
Did he grab a fish and rub it in his neck and say, I was just fishing?
I don't know who this chick is.
You never go to the store when I want you to go to the store.
That's crazy.
All right.
That would suck.
Here's Mike. This
Hey.
This would be the worst.
What's this one? Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I had my son do laundry about a month or so ago, and his, well, now wife's girlfriend, or sister, sorry, had her underwear end up mixed in with ours, and my wife found it while folding our laundry going, hey, whose underwear is this? I'm like, I don't know. So she goes around and for 3 days is looking around for people like, is this your underwear? Sending pictures to people, and everybody's going, no, yeah. No, no.
And it was so, it was your son's girlfriend's underwear?
It was my son's wife's sister's underwear.
Oh, I got it. Yeah. All right.
Did it finally get cleared
Why
up?
Why does that sound hot?
Did somebody step up and claim the underwear?
Yeah, I had no idea where it came from, and I keep getting crap about it. I'm going, hey, you know, I am just as clueless as you are.
Yeah, obviously. But I love the fact that you're getting blamed. You didn't do dick. You didn't do anything, you know?
Right. It wasn't even that I had anybody come do their laundry.
So how did that get resolved, or is it still a mystery to her to this day?
It's still a mystery whose underwear it is, and I'm not really sure whose it was, but I assume that's whose it was.
Were they small underwear? I'm talking about like small ass underwear.
Yeah, they're not like huge. So,
so that's why you're getting hassled about it, you know. Some big bloomers
right.
In there. Who's the fat ass you're banging? Thanks, buddy. Man.
All right. He didn't do it.
It sounds to me like he was excited that he was actually blamed for it. Like, yeah, she still thinks I got it.
Yeah.
You know, like, my wife still thinks I got it. Like, I could pull a small ass like that. That's what he shouldn't say.
I mean, I didn't. I would have. Yeah. I mean, I wish I could have, but I didn't.
Let me see those again.
Wrong answer.
Yeah.
Now, just in case your significant other is going to the gym, is taking the dog for a walk, is really going for a beauty treatment, is really working late in the office, or is really socializing after work, hey, they're not cheating.
Of course they're not.
No.
I do all those except for the beauty treatment.
Really? I couldn't tell.
I don't socialize after work either, for that matter, but I go to the gym and what was the other one? I walk the
all
dog.
All of them.
Yeah.
Walking the dog.
Yeah, but you're fine with a gym because you take a built-in snitch with you.
Yeah, good point.
You know she could break him in 2 seconds flat.
Now, there, of course, if cheater's friends will almost always say, yeah, what he said.
That's what I've always said. my late friend has been gone for years now. He had that deal with me. I would show up at his house. I'd say, I was with you last night. And he was one of the kind of guys that kind of controlled the household. He wasn't a physical man, but he would say, turn to his wife and say, hey, Mike was here last night.
A lot of guys don't like being put in that position, though. Especially if they're friends with your significant other.
Well,
he wasn't. He didn't care. He was my bud. He was just back in my ass.
It was just a girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah. It was just a girlfriend, too. It wasn't a wife thing. Oh, no, I wouldn't want to be. Yeah. I don't want to be in that position either.
She's disposable. Right.
On to the next
by the way,
one.
So was I.
Yeah.
I was very disposable. I was young.
Yeah. What are you going to do? According to research using our favorite monkey,
macaque,
the rhesus macaque.
Oh, the rhesus one, too.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know there was a rhesus macaque.
Isn't it pronounced Reese's?
It is not.
Yeah,
no.
Reese's sounds like there's a chocolate U in peanut this. Butter in the yeah. middle of a macaque.
There's an H in there too, I think.
Yeah,
that's a chocolate and peanut butter.
Oh,
macaque.
Heavy, heavy alcohol use.
All right.
Slows the rate of growth in developing brains.
At any age or
young age?
Okay, good, because I didn't drink a lot when I was really young. Well, what's the age you're talking
yeah, your
about?
Brain is no longer developing.
Well, it's shrinking yeah. now, obviously.
Yeah.
Is that an anti-development?
What's the earliest you had to drink
the
heavy?
Study
I didn't drink heavy until I was 18, probably.
The study conducted at Oregon Health and Science yeah. University shows that brain growth slows when an adolescent is consuming around 4 beers a day.
What's adolescent?
Younger than major.
What's?
I'm going to guess a minor.
Yeah. Well, I was pretty much drunk every weekend from probably 16.
No, I was.
But
eight,
this
was
is eight. Not that four beers every day.
Maybe late.
No, I didn't drink daily. But the weekends, what the hell else are you going to do? In rugby, North Dakota.
Well, in rugby, no. I guess.
Yeah, throw them back.
Now, this is the part of the study that got me. Not the other part. Not the adolescent part.
Right, right.
This is the part of the study that got me, and I'm quoting here. The macaque's brain growth was measured using magnetic resonance imaging, the MRI machine, before beginning alcohol consumption, 6 months after they began drinking alcohol every day, and this is the part that gets me, voluntarily.
Oh, it got addicted.
6 months after the macaque started drinking alcohol every day voluntarily, and then again a full year after they had been drinking every day, to figure out that the brain growth does slow when consuming around 4 beers a day voluntarily for the Reese's macaque.
Now, I know we have to experiment on animals for certain things because that's what keeps humans
but you
alive.
You got to turn them into an alcoholic.
Exactly. There's got to be people. Right? There's got to be some animal rights people that hate yeah. you're getting yeah. macaque drunk.
Maybe that's why they...
They're going to meetings.
Maybe that's why they said it was voluntary.
Well, yeah, because...
Don't blame me.
He wants that beer now.
And don't blame me. Look at the macaque. He volunteered to drink every day.
Because he's addicted. He's an alcoholic.
Well, but he had to start somewhere. He wasn't an alcoholic when he started to volunteer.
I don't think the macaque is to choose what experiment he's involved in.
No, he does get to choose whether or not he voluntarily drinks, though.
If you got
alcohol.
If you got to pick one, this would be better than the shampoo.
Well, I think they get him hooked on it.
Yeah, he's hooked on it. That's why
first.
He loves it.
No,
right.
No.
He's hooked on it.
They just put it out. They don't force him to drink it.
No, 6 months after they begin drinking alcohol every day voluntarily.
Well,
they could put it out for them, and they could also put out water and whatnot. And
yeah, but they're going to pick the beer like humans do.
Well, that's kind of what I'm saying.
They don't have
here.
A job. A hungover.
But it's still voluntary.
Are they studying the hungover macaque?
It's a little droopy.
It's obviously an addictive substance.
Yes.
And once they get a taste for it, sure, they're going to take beer over water every time.
Or macaque's whatever, drunk.
Whatever alcohol you're serving them.
Yeah, because they don't know they're not going to care about losing their gig or anything. Their gig is to drink beer.
Well, some of them. Mm-hmm. I'm also guessing that not all of them were drinking.
Well,
you think some of them chose not to?
Yeah.
Why they need to even test it on monkeys? They could just test it on kids that got drunk since they were 16. There's plenty of them out there.
They might be looking at people younger than that.
Okay, yeah. Probably.
Test cases.
That's nuts. I wonder how they provide it. Is it coming in like a pint glass?
Probably a little coconut glass probably. It looks like a coconut.
Right. Sure.
With some ice cubes.
They got to make the monkey feel at home.
Do you prefer gin or vodka?
The first time I got really drunk, I was 15. It was a guy I worked with. The afternoon guy at the radio station. Mm-hmm. I had just started working at the radio station. Boilermakers.
Man.
Whiskey and beer.
How old was that dude?
Schlitz beer. I don't know, old enough that he wanted to watch me bang his wife.
He was a creep.
I wasn't really attracted to her, and then I didn't learn until later in life that wasn't necessary.
Yeah. All the attractive part.
Yeah, you know. Yeah.
That's how you.
Yeah. So
about,
yeah, I guess there was a time in high school where I actually turned down sex because I didn't want to.
You were the drunk 15-year-old bull.
Yeah.
Have some guy watch me bang his wife.
What a freak, man.
And that's a weird. That's a weird way to lose your virginity too.
Right. Yeah, right. It is.
Yeah. So how do you bring that up?
Well, you get the kid drunk,
and then say, I'd like to watch you.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want a piece of that? No, thanks.
No. No,
was she,
I don't.
Was she really bad looking? You're 15. So
I recall.
You're allowed to be a pig at 15. So
she was,
what'd your 15-year-old pig brain say?
Kind of skanky.
There you go.
You know, and she was old, and I had dreamed of losing my virginity to, you know, some other girl in my class.
Right. Which didn't happen either.
No.
No.
No, it didn't. It was. That's why it was just
a dream.
What,
was she 25 old or 35 old?
I'm guessing 38 to 45.
Yeah,
old.
Was she that old?
She might have been younger than I thought.
Like, who's the old creep getting you drunk, though? That's the weird part.
Yeah.
You're 15 at the radio station.
I think he had eyes for you, too.
Yeah, I think he wanted to see your young ass. He wanted to find your underwear in his wash.
Because he ended up going to a radio station in Hiawatha, Kansas, a little town near Topeka. And he wanted me to come down to work for him.
Of course you did.
Yeah. And he said, I'll put you up, I'll be your guardian, blah, blah, blah.
Oh,
and my parents would have none of that.
No, he's a freak.
So my dream of working Hiawatha, Kansas radio was crushed.
And living with an older gentleman.
What would you have been more likely to do if he didn't want to watch?
Great goal.
Or were you ready to go? It was your folks that put the kibosh.
No. Banging and moving are two different things.
Right.
I simply was not attracted to her.
Okay, but was that... Did you understand that was part of the deal of moving to Hiawatha?
No, this is a whole different deal. He was just going to bang her in the parking lot of the radio station.
The radio station conversation came later.
Right.
Okay. That was later.
Yeah, because I worked with him for probably a year.
What if she'd have reached over and, you know, rubbed her fish on you?
I don't know.
Because you'd have been too excited at 15.
I don't know.
You would have been too excited at 15 to say no.
He might have been frightened at 15.
Yeah. I don't know, man. You're a walking chubber at 15.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and tell some dudes like, hey, I'm going to be in the corner with my pants off. Don't worry about it. If it's fine. But...
Yeah, that would be the freaky part.
I'm going to take my briefcase and
15.
Go now.
That is, my son is 15. That's a freak, man. That's a freak.
Yeah.
You're right. My son would not. Yeah, he would not.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure because I wasn't driving. Yeah, I drove my bike home
drunk. Oh, my God. Probably wanted to sniff your bicycle seat, too. What a freak that guy was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He goes, Todd, what a piece of ass, hopping on his bike, going up.
With your tube socks up to your knees, too. I know the look. I had the look.
He never wanted to be a bicycle seat more than that day.
Yeah, I think this was more him.
Oh, absolutely. Mm. Now that I reflect a little bit.
What a freak, man.
They
would have had them arrested if you had told them, not just the sex part, the serving you Boilermakers at 15.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you move with me and I'll take you in like Ted Nugent taking in a 15-year-old. That was weird, man.
She goes to visit the station every now and then and he says, what's your pick?
Who's the 15-year-old piece of ass?
She says she'll take the 15-year-old.
Yeah, see, I was still selective then.
Everybody
and he says, all right, I'll get him drunk.
And it was what
happened. Yep.
High school chicks that I wanted her.
Radio people are just freaks.
I didn't learn how to settle till I got to college.
Freaks,
freaks. Radio people are freaks.
Felt like you still had hope.
Yeah.
And it's just proof that, Todd, you've been the total package for a long time.
For a bunch of old men. Old men dug him, man.
Yeah, there was that guy in Arizona, too.
Yeah.
He wanted to appease you, too.
Want to go camping?
Yeah. Early in life, I was cute and skinny.
In the morning.
But that's all changed.
Yeah.
You're still cute.
That's what the old guys find attractive.
Yeah. He was cute and skinny to a lot of old men. Your stories always involve some old man getting you drunk and wanting to get in your dolphin shorts. They all wrap around that story.
You were a twink.
Right.
Or somehow showing you a goat.
That was it. They liked the twink.
Yep.
Yeah, but now you're more attainable to the old dudes.
But not desirable to the
old
dudes.
But old dudes don't want that. They want a twink. I am no longer a twink.
Right.
Yeah.
You got that boy next door thing going on.
That bear next door, actually. He's the bear next door.
You got the uncle next door.
Yeah. He's the creepy uncle next door in his yoga pants.
No, every radio, the first few radio stations that I worked at.
Freaks.
Well, not the one in North Dakota, but successive to that. Oh, one in Fargo.
Yep.
And then no, one in, they all had gay guys.
Yep.
And they all wanted me. They all made a run at me.
Yeah.
Do you regret that you didn't start settling earlier?
What, for gay sex and you weren't gay?
Yeah. Not for anything.
God, how'd we get on that? Oh, just drinking.
Drinking
as a young person.
Yeah.
How the young brain is affected by alcohol.
Yeah, the research has shown that brains have a tendency to bounce back or at least partially recover.
We hope they bounce
from
back.
The harmful effects of alcohol after you quit, but further research still needed to determine if brains can recover from such heavy alcohol use during adolescence and the key development stage of adolescence. This study published in the journal eNeuro.
Besides the lack of great stories and situations we've all been involved with and wrapped around alcohol and drugs and fun times like most people we're talking to, wouldn't it be interesting to find out, I don't want to know, but in an alternative life, what you'd be like if you had never had a drop of alcohol or one drug and you were the same age you are now? Do you wonder if you'd be more cognitive and quick?
I think we would have taken a completely different path.
Oh, I don't think I'd be. Oh, no, we wouldn't be sitting here.
That was a great influence on our life.
No, we wouldn't be. I wouldn't be doing this for a living. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about just your what you would feel like on a normal day if you never had a glass of alcohol. Never.
I don't want to know.
We're not going to know.
Yeah. Like you'd be sitting down going, hey, anybody want to do some trigonometry with me?
I wouldn't be any smarter. I don't think I'd be any smarter. I'm talking about just your natural, quick, everything about your life would be completely different.
Yeah. Why'd have different friends?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's a good point.
And a stable job.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I'd be a pharmacy technician. I might be a pharmacist. Probably not, though.
But pursuing a buzz was a high priority for me when I was young.
Well, and 90% of the people, too. Especially young people.
That's cute. You say it like it's not anymore.
I know. Back when I liked a good buzz. Early in the morning.
Way back then.
That's right.
Way back when.
I think it's human nature, but I think a lot of people can control that impulse. Or want to.
No, we all know people that have never had a glass of alcohol their whole life. I know a few people like that. Not many.
You're right. Yep. I do.
My youngest son was that way.
Yeah, but he's not that way anymore, and he's not.
He became a social drinker.
Yeah, he did.
But when he moved to Denver.
Yeah.
But previous to that, he really had no desire.
Yeah, I'm talking about guys in their 40s and 50s that never had a glass of alcohol. There's plenty of them out there. None.
And he simultaneously got cooler right at the same time. And is he a social Mexican drinker now?
They just called a drinker, yeah.
There's a good question from Aaron. What happens when they take the alcohol away from the macaque? They go through little DTs?
Macaque shakes. Yeah. Macaque shakes.
They stand up straighter.
Yeah. It just shakes in the corner for a couple of days easily.
Macaque gets angry.
Yeah. It has to.
Yeah.
The DTs. You'd have to keep giving them booze.
Yeah. Yeah, we're probably,
Yeah, you got him hooked.
He might do some favors for you for some booze, too, at that point.
They have a last call for the macaque.
He's out there. He's out there on the street giving favors out. You know what I'm talking about. You like that monkey ass, don't you? Yeah, that's what they're saying. No, I really don't, but here's a beer.
The twerking macaque?
I don't think their brain is that developed.
No, probably not. You don't know.
That they'd be offering themselves up for a little vodka.
I don't know.
We don't know.
Yeah, did they say what they were feeding them?
No.
Was it beer or hard liquor?
They didn't say.
You think hard liquor would kill them quicker?
You would think.
Yeah.
They're kind of tiny.
Right.
Massachusetts woman under arrest for allegedly pooping in a local parking lot for months.
You see the picture of this woman, this mugshot?
She was crying.
Yeah, she's crying. It's like they caught her pooping.
Andrea Grosser.
Grosser's her last name?
That is her last name.
Perfect. Grosser as in a working
Can
at a grocery
be any?
Store.
Okay.
Yeah. She's 51.
Why was she pooping there?
Well, not sure. She was caught pooping in front of her car door outside a store by a patrolling officer when she was busted. The store's owner reported finding feces in his parking lot at least 8 times, leading police to first believe that an animal was behind it, and then they started finding toilet paper and other wipes to go along with it, so they figured it wasn't an animal anymore.
Yeah, animals don't wipe.
Ms. Grosser told the arresting officer that she had irritable bowel syndrome and could not make it home. Her employer said, no, she's got time to use the restroom over here any number of times. That's just a lie. She's now been charged with 8 counts of wanton destruction of property, and they don't know why she was using this area to poop.
Maybe she was just marking her territory.
What's like, in that hand?
Yeah.
God. Did you see there's a viral video out there. It's been out for a while. It's just so gross if you look at it. It's just a girl pulls her fat-ass pants down because she's a big girl in a produce section and just lays one out.
So gross.
I did not see that.
Yeah, well, we're going to find it and show it to you. Because if I saw it, you got to see it.
Oh.
It's an overhead camera in a grocery store. Really good camera in color. And she squats and drops one right there and pulls her pants up and walks away.
Oh.
It's the worst thing you want to see all day.
Would you rather find out your wife was cheating on you or pooping in a parking lot? I think the cheating would be easier to handle.
Be easier to tell your friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that.
Either way, you're brokenhearted.
Right.
You're disappointed.
I sit here brokenhearted, right. There you go.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.